You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
They Gave Us a Show.
Yeah, They Gave Us a Show. It is Friday. We freaking murdered. Happy Friday, y'all. Happy Friday, y'all. We done did it. Yes, yeah, so happy Friday. You made it. You with the best host, you know, on the planet, you know, straight to the door, act like you know what I'm saying? Can't say it enough. And then, you know, my co-host, Danny Oceans, you know, makes a noise for him. You know, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Hey, give a round of applause to yourself. Y'all so lovely. Yes, there we go. And so, yeah, we did it.
Thank you for we holding here. It down, sir.
Oh, of course, sir. Always.
You get the crowd pumped up. Studio audience.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Studio full audience, effect. Give yourself a round of applause.
I know. I just told them to do that.
Oh, okay.
They did.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, so we got some good music for y'all.
We do.
I'm sure we got a question.
We have a question today. We have a PSA.
Ooh, and a PSA. It feels special.
Should we do the PSA now or should I wait after the first break for that one?
Sure. Why not now? Just get it over.
Now?
Do it now.
Here's a PSA. If you travel to a state or town that has a Waffle House, don't go in the Waffle House and pick a fight with the staff. Am I right?
Oh, you right.
You shot Shado saw the video. I
dude, forget the video. I almost witnessed this in real life at a Waffle House. So, yeah, man, a Waffle House smoke is real, y'all. Don't test it.
Someone was like, they must really ask about that on the job application if you can throw hands.
And no doubt. It's a prerequisite. You got to automatically know how to throw hands at a Waffle House because it's going to go down.
That's not when this, oh, man. Everybody there. Everybody there.
Aaron's like, beat him. Beat him up.
This girl looked like a little church secretary and she was still thumping a girl. I was crying.
I was like, man, dude. I was like, them punches had no power, though. I was like, this is sad. Like, no power in them punches.
That dude just gave up.
I know, he was just like, I thought he was like doing like the Robodope or something because the way he had his guard up, but he didn't know what to do. He just took the L.
Yeah.
Oosh, oosh, oosh. It's a wrap, y'all. Anyway, eat before you go to a Waffle House because you might not get to eat. And they food good too, y'all. I ain't gonna trip. I don't know how people fight over at that place, but their food is really good. It slaps. I promise you.
I know, they should be happy to go.
I've had everything on the menu at a Waffle House. Everything. I kid you not. Everything slaps.
Don't they even have like pork chops on there?
Yeah, bro. Oh, the pork chops go hard. Damn. They had the pork chops with the scrambled eggs and some grits on the side. Bro.
So they have kind of like a whole separate lunch menu too, right?
Yeah, they got everything, bro. Okay. You can get
so
it
you
all
can get
there.
Like a burger there, huh?
Why do I not remember having no burger?
I feel like I saw that on the menu or something.
You might.
Online.
Okay, I take it back. Maybe I did not have everything. Maybe I did. I just don't remember eating a burger there.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Oh. But I had all day breakfast, though, that's for sure.
That's what's up.
Plus the pork chops.
Pork chops.
With a donut on the side.
With a donut on the side.
Yeah, man. Now, they waffles are ridiculous. They waffles is fire, bro. All
right.
If you go to Waffle House and don't get the waffles, you tripping.
Do they have French toast at the Waffle House?
Yeah, they do have French toast.
I like that.
I've had French toast there. So, yeah. I don't know if they still got it anymore, but it was years ago when I had that. All right. But I don't think they changed that menu at that place.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to keep it moving.
Anyway.
Go get into some music now?
We should get into some music. We got new Mike Capes
Mike
and
Capes.
Dre Slaps.
Dre Slaps.
We got new Serge Severe and
Serge
Milk.
Severe and Milk.
That's a dope combo.
It is a dope combo.
We get the new the Supernova featuring Suave the Jedi. So we're going to play that. We'll play some other stuff. We got a word from our sponsor, The Best Day Ever Fest with
Best
DJ Cliff giving this little
Uncle Cliffy. Yeah. So let's do it.
We're going to get into it, I promise.
Yeah, you know, you can move the mic to you. You don't have to lean away from the mic. You know that, right? Look at how cool that is. Wow, it moves.
You worry about what I do.
Every time I look at you, I'm like, you lean. I'm like, bro, it has a long arm. Use it.
You worry about you.
I'll try to help you live a better life. That's all I'm trying to do.
Thank you.
So awesome. I love you, man.
Oh, man. That's beautiful.
That's touching, Kelvin.
Let's get into touching. A word.
Let's go.
And some songs.
And some songs. Let's do it.
comes from the second annual Best Day Ever Fest, featuring Aminé, Thundercat, Amare, Smino, Zach Fox, and more over two nights this September 13th and 14th at Edgefield Concerts. Aminé is touring behind his new album, 13 Months of Sunshine. Details, tickets, and festival lineups at thebestdayeverfest.com.
Since I was a slick teen, where everybody that I knew would bag up and pitch green, that hit you like an uppercut, knowing that ish mean, that's punchlines, like when Tyson fought Mitch Green. My kicks clean, and all my outfits was pristine. It was Tommy Hill and Nautica, boosting products, Carter Rush, grimy, never powder puff. Ain't no comparing when your homies in McLaren. Police called before the Karens, all we saw was mama's tearing. When the courts and judges fear us, watching prophets cherish perish. Out for the dough and out for the smoke, to stay up in the flyest outfit and coat, to sell ounces we hope, and gambled for better tomorrows on some bucks that bought those bottles. Could have struck the lottos, but the luck was hollow, a dice roll with your life's toll, the night cold, trying to strike gold, you might fold severe.
Skeleton crews raised hell up in the Ellingtons. Wanted to rap, but they say I like the melanin. To get our mail, we had to go and mail it in. Had to duck all jealous friends. They spine is gelatin. The big tuna, chop of onions. What they relishing? Not an artist. It's a man I've been developing. Eyes well up when I think about them L's again. Gave my life to an album that no one heard, no one cared. Left for dead, there was no one there except real, except us, except Stu, expect us. The fuck this check up, 15th and kill the Mecca. Juiced up off the Decca, wheel that selector. In 99, I'd have been signed to Electra. Bent off a Tesla, I don't mean a Cybertruck. Let you cast a shadow too big, tell him lighten up.
For the sharks, yeah, a la carte, yeah. Lot of niggas starve, pray we never fall, yeah. Life gave us scars, but it made us sharp, yeah, yeah. You ain't got no heart, yeah, use a mark, yeah. You just fool for the sharks, yeah, a la carte, yeah. Lot of niggas starve, pray we never fall, yeah. Life gave us scars, but it made us sharp, yeah, yeah. I don't trust a soul, not a single one.
Nah.
Suck a nigga's bow, so I keep a taught us not to fold, never see me run. And if I rock a show, I'm receiving funds. He be tweaking something decent and the beats is done. He be preaching like an old deacon speaking tongues. Shit, I'd rather be a hustler than a sleeping bum. Teach him some. Grew up on them street fights and people runs. Niggas never slept in pallets on linoleum.
Nah.
Six channels, we ain't had no Nickelodeon.
Not at all.
Ain't no struggle when they rapping, they just talking tough. So if I think a nigga capping, I'ma call his bluff. I'm a status
symbol, it ain't accidental. Yeah, they even call me King out in Sacramento. Compared to where I was, I done did a lot. And I'ma do some more just to get them hot, nigga.
You ain't got no heart, yeah, use a mark, yeah. You just food for the sharks, yeah, a la carte, yeah. Lot of niggas starve, pray we never fall, yeah. Life gave us scars, but it made us sharp, yeah, yeah. You ain't got no heart, yeah, use a mark, yeah. You just food for the sharks, yeah, a la carte, yeah. Lot of niggas starve, pray we never fall, yeah. Life gave us scars, but it made us sharp, yeah, yeah.
I be out the way making money moves. Cut the middle man, nigga, fuck the rules. I come from the slums where they tucking tools. Let a few say the wrong shit and get your tongue removed. Nigga, I done ducked a pen and a cemetery. Motivated by the mission, I'm a visionary. Look, you better off dead if you living scary. Pip the game, I ain't in the fame, shit is temporary. Look, I learned to take mold and make gold, nigga. Put my pain in these songs and it's sold, nigga. Never passive, I'ma snatch it like I'm Randy Moss. So when they say there ain't a way, I tend to laugh it off. Give it up to God, cause he kept me safe. Never said I wasn't tired, but I kept my pace. Never worried about a sucker, I just let him hate. Bet we straight, I done came a long way from Section 8.
You ain't got no heart, yeah, use a mark, yeah. You just food for the sharks, yeah, a la carte, yeah. Lot of niggas starve, pray we never fall, yeah. Life gave us scars, but it made us sharp, yeah, yeah. You ain't got no heart, yeah, use a mark, yeah. You just food for the sharks, yeah, a la carte, yeah. Lot of niggas starve, pray we never fall, yeah. Life gave us scars, but it made us sharp, yeah, yeah.
Lots of fun, baby. Stay up all night, watch the sun, baby. To the left, to the right, don't stop loving me. Hold your body, please be mine. Don't stop touching me, don't stop touching me. All day, all night, I just want you by my side. How you feel, I love your vibe. Can we groove all night? Who's the DJ, what's your sign? I'm about to lose my mind. Turn out the bass, turn down the light. And tell me one time, can you swing my way? Can you swing my way? Can you swing my way? Your body, please be mine. Don't stop touching me. Don't stop touching me. All day, all night, I just want you by my side. How you feel, I love your vibe. Can we groove all night? Who's the DJ, what's your sign? I'm about to lose my mind. Turn up the bass, turn down the light. And tell me one time, can you swing my way? Can you swing my way?
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show. Yes. Make some noise. What they just hear? Oh, shit.
That was Swing My Way by Supernova featuring Suave the Jedi.
Suave the Jedi.
You know what it is.
Don't act brand new.
It's a little jam right there.
Mm-hmm. Let them know, man. Let them know now.
Before that, we had A La Carte, Mike Capes, Dre Slaps. And then before that, Serge Severe and Milk, Younger Days. Back. Shout out to all those artists. All dope little jams.
Yeah, you heard them.
Listening to the world's best Friday night radio show.
Yeah. They ain't even close, y'all. You tuning in to the best. Make some noise.
The best.
Yeah. What am I talking about? Yeah, I love it. You know what I'm saying? They know greatness when they hear it.
No.
Yeah, they don't. Oh, my God, bro.
No, I mean.
He was like, no.
Where's our award?
Where's our award? Wait, but you already got it.
No, for this.
Oh, that one. Oh, show. Yes, that one. Yes. We need one. We need one of those.
Like, come on. For the state, for the show. Yeah, we've interviewed so many people.
We have. We number one. Probably number two behind Uncle Cliffy. I'm sure he's interviewed more than anybody. Hands down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's way ahead of us.
Yeah. But we're a distant second. That's
as far
sure.
as hip hop. Oh, no. Bren Boy has interviewed more people.
Oh, someone on this station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He but ain't here.
Local hip hop, though.
He ain't on here. He ain't here. Overall, probably, yeah, overall, probably you. If you can count all your.
No.
I'm not even close? Yeah. Well, I'll claim the title overall.
I'm fourth because DJ Fresh.
I'm talking about on the stage. Oh, my God. Okay, but fine. The overall, I'm number one. I don't even care. It ain't even close.
You ain't shooting for greatness if you're only competing with other people just on this radio station.
No, I'm considering all the stations now. It don't matter. I'm number one. I'm so humble, ain't
I?
He's
delusional.
I am.
You listening to They Gave Us a Show.
I need help. Anyway, carry on, sir.
We do not deserve any award.
We don't.
I promise you.
We sure don't. Don't it's give us anything. BS. Matter of fact, ignore us. Oh, and just be like, these guys are terrible.
Seriously. Shout out to all the people at the beach that are like, what is this?
I know. Only in Portland. Talk about keeping Portland weird.
No, stop that.
It's not that weird. No, that's true.
I said stop that.
Stop that.
We're not going to put down. No, we're not going to put us down.
You're not putting us down? It's not putting us down. It's building us up. No, it's in a good way. But carry on, sir. Carry on.
You're zapping all the energy, man.
No. Anyway, continue, sir. So what's the best thing that happened to you this week?
What are we doing right now?
I was asking you a question. What's the best thing that's happened to you this week?
I thought this was a radio show.
It's a radio show. Can you not say what's the best thing that happened to you this week? Oh, my God. There's a difference. You know, they were doing that before podcasts came around.
That's the best thing that happened to me this week, 5 p.m. on Friday.
5 p.m. Man, see? Right there. There you go. There you go.
There we go.
I'm happy for you, sir. Matter of fact, everybody clap for him.
I mean, you know, overall, the Eagles beat the Cowboys. That was cool.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? That needs to happen, like, on the regular.
Yeah.
Cowboy fans crying already?
Who knows? I think they're just in a perpetual state of that.
The cow onions.
I got my daughter a rad Hot Wheels, so that's awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's collecting them.
Not the Hot Wheel.
Yeah. The Hot Wheels. So there we
hot
go.
Hot wheels.
They're wheels that are hot.
Oh, is that how that works?
That's why they call them Hot Wheels. I don't know why they call Matchbox, but they do.
I know. Is it really a match in the box?
No, and it's neither a match nor a box. It's a car. It's wild stuff, dude.
Yeah, I know. The things they put into the names these days. Mind blown. Mind blown.
Sinbad and a Genie movie.
Oh, my goodness. I like that somebody posted that whole movie on, like, YouTube, and then they posted, like, the actual box cover from the VHS they had.
The whole movie's not on YouTube.
Yeah, somebody posted it.
It's like a 9-minute clip or something.
No, someone had posted it, like, maybe less than a month ago. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go check
and
it out.
And then they posted the, as if YouTube haven't taken it down, but yeah.
Sinbad
it was about a month ago.
Genie movie.
And somebody posted the VHS cover for it, too, everything.
Do you think they're going to surround us because we're talking about this on live radio?
Like, they know too much. Get them.
Yeah, like we go outside after this, we might want to like.
What was it? Code 2413
Kiss
or whatever?
The Men in Black come up or whatever.
You use the flashy things? Did you flashy thingy me?
Yeah.
How many times you done it?
They won't let you remember because they're Galaxy Defenders.
That is true.
Yep, it's true. They said in the song. That's how I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part.
Getting jiggy with it.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Na-na-na-na-na-na. So anything you want to talk about before we go into the next music?
Let me see. Oh, yes. Oh. Birthday shout out. Happy birthday to Damon Wayans.
All right.
The dad himself.
All right.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday. Clap it up for him.
Well, studio audience.
Yes. Guess how old he is.
Do you want me to guess?
Go. Just take a look. Yes.
59.
A little older, but that's pretty close. He is now 65 years old.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, man. Young 65 looking guy, huh?
No doubt.
He don't look like 65.
That's why I said 59.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, like, remember when we was kids, we see 65 year old, they was already killing over, bro.
Bro, they look like a wide sage carrying back like carved out.
Oh my God.
Freaking scribes from a god in the forest with like a robe and a I bring words of wisdom. or like the guy on Princess Bride. Marriage.
Like Moses when he came down from the mountain. Like, dang, they went through it back in the day. It was just a whole other 65 back then.
You see someone's yearbook from the 70s? All them high school seniors look like police detectives.
Oh, God, I'm done,
glasses
bro.
Glasses and mustaches.
Oh, done.
And collars on their suits.
Oh, done. He said the collars on those suits.
Oh, man. Oh, looking like Starsky and Hutch in 12th grade science class, bro.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, that is.
I did too much. We want to play some music, or is there anything else you want to talk about?
Whoa. Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead.
Is there a point to that question? Wait, what did you ask?
I didn't ask anything. I was just giving props to his birthday.
Oh, yeah. It was the people looking old, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah. How it just...
My fault.
The generational gap right there in the age look.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we living, man. We striving over here. We doing real good. It's just amazing, like, how different things are. Like, that's just wild,
Think
bro.
About Clyde Drexler, bro.
I know, bro was like the same age but look old.
He got drafted looking like he was ready to retire.
Oh God. Bro telling no lies.
I know, like
if you around during that time, you know. Hey man,
Clyde Drexler is one of my all time favorite players. Top 5 in my list.
Number 22.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, bro, look. I didn't even, you know what, for real, I thought he was like when I first saw him, I thought like he was like a older player, been playing in the league a long time. It was like he's guarding Michael Jordan. I'm like, dude, that dude old though.
No.
And then they showed their like age. I was like, he younger?
No, he's the same age.
I think they was like the same age or something, right?
He was drafted a year ahead of Jordan.
Was it a year?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
But I don't know if they were different, you know.
Oh yeah, that part. You know if they had a late birthday or something? Yeah, that part. But yeah, it was like close to the same age or younger. I can't remember. I was like, it wasn't that much of a difference.
It was
what
like
I'm
a 9 months
saying.
Difference in their age or something.
I was like, what is going on? Oh, like my head was spinning after that.
You know, fun fact, Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon won a championship together at the University of Houston.
And then they won one at Houston.
Yeah, look at that.
Houston to Houston. Yeah. That's kind of dope. I did not know that.
Basketball Hall of Fame in that town.
Yeah, seriously. They brought the trophy both times when they were together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, but I didn't know that. Oh, thank you for sharing it, sir.
They played together? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that they played. Yeah, at college. No, I did not know they played together at college.
They had a nickname for them. They called them like Fly Slamma Jamma or something like that.
Is that what that was them?
Yeah.
I remember hearing that name.
They showed a video because they have a documentary out on Clyde Drexler now. And they show a video of him dunking in college. He got up more than in like pros. Like, there was one dunk I was like, sheesh. Drexler really had some ups. Like, people don't... Because Jordan, he played against Jordan, but...
Yeah.
You take Jordan away, and he was the shooting guard of that era, for sure.
Yeah. Was that when he dunked on that 13-foot hoop?
No, that the one?
Oh, okay.
It was college, though. He might have dunked on a higher hoop than if they had given it to him. He had, like, more hops than in the NBA, I swear.
Dang.
Yeah. Just younger, I don't know.
Bro had like a 58-inch vertical or something.
Next to Jordan, he had the best for sure.
Dang. Yeah, he did. I heard he did win like some dunk contests in his heyday.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so there you go.
Here we go.
Now, since people, I got to say this before we go, and this sports, and then I'll end it. But I know people are tired comparing Jordan to LeBron, so people started comparing Jordan to Larry Bird. and the numbers are pretty serious. That was cracking up about
it's
it.
Not even the same position.
I know. That's what I said. That's
Let's
what
compare
I,
Shaq to Gary Payton.
Well, neither is LeBron and Jordan are in the same position either, but they were still compared. But anyway.
We're going to compare Shaq and Gary Payton.
Yeah. Shaq and Gary Payton. That's just disrespectful. That is on all levels. Anyway, we're moving on, man.
Anyway, disrespectful to Gary Payton. No, I'm
playing. Oh, good, bro. All right, let's go, man.
Anyway, you got some songs or anything else?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, man. So, yeah, let me get to some.
All right. Next week, we got Mal London coming on as a guest. Give it up, studio audience.
Mal London. This will be his second or third?
I feel like it's going to be his third time.
I think so, too. Because we had him at Freeform once, right?
First episode at Freeform.
And then we had him once here.
Or no, like second episode at Freeform. Once here, that's two. So this will be the
third time.
Yeah,
the third episode. Yeah. I like repeat, man. That's good, man.
Speaking of repeats, the week after that, Jay Mula will be coming back to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Checking in.
He's got a show going on tonight.
He does have a show going on. Oh, here we go. If you're looking to get into something and you listen to this and you're in the car right now, head on down to the Elevate Nightclub. That's where Jay Mula will be performing. Let me double check that I'm sending the right nightclub. You know what I mean?
Go ahead. No, double check. Please do. Go ahead.
Lady
Make sure.
Gaga impersonator. Okay,
yeah. Hold on. You said the impersonator, bro?
No, I said I want to send you down there and it's a Lady Gaga impersonator. Okay, like it's old Young MC.
Young MC. Young MC.
Old Young MC.
Oh, Young MC.
Hold on, we'll get it. You got some music ready, sir?
Yeah, I can cue some up. Hold on. Let me cue some up.
I now can't fly in the flyer. Mm-hmm. This is great. I'm so good at this.
You're good at this.
I'm good at this.
I'm good at this.
I'm so beautiful at this. Anyway, just head downtown and start. Ace. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Just walk until you hear some hip hop.
Go on, do it. You heard him.
Okay, yes, it's the Elevate Nightclub.
All right.
There you go. Head on down.
Yeah, you got him.
We got some music?
Yeah, man. I'm right. Look, I'm going to hold on. Hold on there.
Let me in now.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. You know what? Because we seen her last week. Let's kick it off with that.
With who?
Lady Dreamer. Oops. Let's go.
All right.
thought it was a myth. Heard people talk about feelings and I really didn't know. But it took a real player to turn around and say I don't wanna be a player no more. Come on, where I'm from, feelings ain't something that you show. So you gon' have to beg the pardon of a nigga if my opening up was slow. Now I'm scratching surface of the truth, yeah. Now I'm touching feelings cause of you. You got me feeling like a god. Cause of you I got a heart. Cause of you I wanna start this
love culture. All I wanna do, treat you like the queen that you are. Doing all the things that I should. Baby, cause I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. This love culture, not ashamed to say. Everything I am, baby, you elevate.
What she said, and how can I not when you are divine to me? That's what I said. Oh,
I got plenty bands, yeah, that's true. But any bands I got, I wanna spend on you. Tell me your dreams, baby, I'll share them. Give me your cross, baby, I'll bear it. Give you my best, support you round the clock like an online tech.
I feel like a god, you got my heart.
Culture, all I wanna do, treat you like the queen that you are. Doing all the things that I should, baby, cause I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you.
This love culture, not ashamed to say.
Feelings cause of you.
Cause of you.
You got me feeling like a god.
You got me feeling like a god.
Cause of you I got a heart.
I got a heart.
Cause of you I wanna start this
love culture. All I wanna do,
treat you
like
you,
the queen that you are. Doing all the things that I should. Baby, cause I love you.
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 Thank you. watch the ankles break. I know you wish, I know you wish I would fade away, but I got more to say. Lord, they pray.
They gave us a show, y'all.
What did we hear?
Woo. Let me back it up. Let me back it up. Let me back it up. So to kick it off, to kick it all off, we had Lady Dreamer. Oops. And we saw her live, and she had a beautiful performance.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I love our lives. We go to so many shows. But, yeah, she got it in. She set that place ablaze. And then same with whoever followed her. Like, that was a really good night. All right, anyway. So check out Oops, Lady Dreamer. That was good. And then we had the Jonta Austin, Love Culture right after that, which is another good record. And you said you saw him sign with Jermaine Dupri. Is that right?
I was looking at his bio while we were playing that. It said he used to do production.
Production.
With
there we go.
In writing with Jermaine Dupri.
So. Yeah. So, you know, he got a nice little background right there. And the vocals, they were clean. And then right there, you just got through hearing Leon Bridges.
Let him know.
You know what I'm saying? Bad, bad news. That record I've been bumping for a minute, like since I think 2018, 2019, give or take somewhere in there.
That's what's
for
up.
For a minute. It's been a minute. But yeah, that's a good record. Oh. Like that dude don't disappoint. Most of the stuff he comes out with is pretty solid. So
that's what's up.
Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed them tunes right there. We always keeping a cut for you. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt on this little Friday night. I bet everyone's
Friday night. Hey,
happiest of week.
Studio audience, give a pause, please. Thank you.
Amen.
No doubt. Where y'all at? Glad y'all could be here with us this Friday night. We appreciate y'all listening to the sounds of They Gave Us a Show.
Yeah.
But you got Shado and Danny Ocean.
Yeah.
And I know Danny Ocean does have a question for us.
Oh, we
is
do.
That correct? Is we it do. That time?
It's
is that
a time? Two-part one.
Uh-oh. What we
first,
got?
Well, the main part of the second question is kind of just a side question.
Ah.
The main question is this.
Oh, boy.
Which
I'm
do you
scared.
Think you have a better chance at winning an Olympic medal in?
Okay.
I'll give you three choices.
Okay.
Which do you personally think you at this age in life?
Okay.
If you had to bet money that you could win an Olympic medal.
Oh, bet money now. Okay.
Table tennis. Badminton. Or beach volleyball. Remember, these are
beach volleyball.
These are two-person volleyball teams.
Two-person volleyball. And I get to pick somebody that's really good to be my partner?
Yes. You can pick a pro beach volleyball player to be your partner because it's still going to show if you suck. When you're playing against two good people. No doubt.
Man, I'm quite athletic, so I think I would fare good. Because I've seen them do, they OP in that beach volleyball.
Yeah.
You got to really dig and have springs to jump out of that sand.
Yes.
So I feel quite confident in that. But I'm going to take the little bit easier approach because I know I'm going to kill that badminton. You ain't fading me. I've been colding that. Since I was a kid, you ain't fade me in badminton.
Badminton is what I'd pick, too.
Yeah, dude. You getting beat. Nah, I'm competitive. You ain't beat me in badminton.
I'm in my 20s, I might go with the beach volleyball.
Badminton, yeah, definitely. Now. Oh, in my 20s, yeah, you don't want to see me in no beach volleyball.
I would maybe pick ping pong.
I'm just not that good at ping pong. I'm not.
Now I'm not. The hand-eye coordination is not what it was.
Yeah. In the video game, I'll kill. But in real life ping pong, man, I am terrible, bro. The only pong I'm good at now probably is beer pong or something. Yeah. Throwing it in that cup.
Ping pong. Oh,
crap. The ball. That might be the list for me, man. Like, real talk.
The badminton, though?
Oh, yeah, I'll get you in the badminton.
Or as they call it, shuttlecock?
Yeah, you're right. That's what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, that's actually what it's called. Yep. So you're correct, sir. Yeah. Don't even feel bad for that.
It's quite a name.
I'll be like, we'll be like the Williams sisters in that. They're still going hard in the paint. Bro says, quite a name.
The world badminton champions. I think you mean shuttlecock champions.
Yeah. And now it comes down to the would you rather. I got something for you.
Oh, I didn't finish my second part.
What's the second part?
Second part of this question is, you are appointed Olympic committee head.
Uh-huh.
And this summer, you get to add any one sport to the Olympics. It can't be a new sport, but any sport in existence that's not in the Olympics now. What would you add?
Can they bring breakdancing back?
You want to bring breakdancing back? Can we ban New Zealand?
Yes, we're banning New Zealand, and we're bringing, or was it Australia? Either way, both of them, we're banning him from the competition, and we're bringing, I'm going to be the judge, so I'm bringing real breakers before they come out. I'm telling you, the U.S. team going to be cold.
Okay.
I know right where to go. They ain't go to the Bronx to get them, man.
I agree with this, as long as you do the banning.
They ain't go in the hearts of L.A. There's some real cold breakers in L.A., man. Yeah. I've seen them. But, They didn't scour the U.S. for some good breakers.
No, they did.
That
not.
Disappointed me. No, they did. Yeah, no, we bringing the pain this time.
Okay.
We bringing the trophy.
All right.
This the motherland.
Oh, no, yeah.
He said, I don't know, yeah. Like, New York is like
New
the
Zealand
mecca for
tough.
It.
Tough.
New Zealand is tough. Man, they tough at drifting. I give them that.
I'm just playing.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving.
Okay, so my choice is dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
I would
Ooh,
do dodgeball.
That's what you would bring, dodgeball. Yes. It's going to be on the ultra.
Slapping.
What about the pillow fighting one? Have you seen that?
Yes. I really watched it, like you said. They really had sponsors' names
on
the pillows.
Yeah, dude,
and stuff.
It's wild.
Like, Shada wasn't even lying.
I wasn't. Like, man, that's what happened when you watch TV late at
night,
man.
They were getting down to us. But this one guy, he kept thinking this spin move was the way to go, and the dude was just tagging him every time he tried to pull it off. I was like, man, why does he keep trying to spin?
Now, did you ever catch the car jitsu?
Yes, I did.
The car jitsu was crazy.
I saw car jitsu. What was the other one I saw in there? It was a ridiculous. Oh, there's one where they fight. They start in a coffin and they fight to get out of the car.
Wait a minute. What? They start in a coffin?
It was called
bro.
Like Coffin Wars or something.
Oh, nah. You get you.
We're talking about ESPN 3, ESPN 8 shows.
Oh, I can't right now. All right.
So that was the bonkersest one I saw in there.
Ooh, Lord. All right. I ain't heard it all, man. Yeah.
Dog surfing. I saw dog surfing.
All right. Yeah, I've seen that one. So I got some pretty simple would you rathers.
Okay, let's get to it.
Would you rather never pay taxes or never pay for gas?
Ooh, taxes are going to add up to more. I'm going with never pay taxes. You got to think about you're going to have property taxes.
Oh, my God. You kidding me?
Income tax.
Taxes is a landslide.
Sales tax, yeah.
You kidding me? That's an easy question.
How much you got to drive for gas? Even a trucker, their gas isn't more than their taxes, I bet.
No, uh-uh. No, never pay taxes again is a winner for me, bro.
Go and buy all the stuff because you don't have to pay taxes on it.
All right, here you go. One more. Be able to read the mind of all men or all women?
Neither. I don't want to hear anybody's mind. Animals.
But you ain't got a choice. You got to pick what? Whose mind you want to hear?
I pick animals.
You pick animals? That ain't a choice.
Yeah, I want to know what my cat really thinks.
I'm going to say you're going to say women.
No, I really don't.
You really don't want to say. You know what? You probably, you know what's funny? You'll probably hear guys' minds just quiet in there.
Yeah, I want to hear who's a physical threat. Yeah, I pick men.
If somebody listened to my mind, they'll just probably hear jazz music in the background. So yeah. Like, dang, this dude just got jazz.
Train like, no, you're not going to slap me, bro. I know what you're thinking.
I'm done, bro. Okay, man, we can keep moving on. We can get back into some more music.
We should. You got some jams to play?
Yeah, I do got some more jams, dude. Hold on, let me line it up real quick. No, you're not allowed to do that. I can tell you that right now, sir.
This show is brought to you by Beef and Cheese.
Dude, this ain't brought to me by no beef and cheese. It's I'm done, bro. You got, oh my God, they put me with this guy, man. Oh, I can't in life.
Wait, why are you trying to act all fancy?
It don't matter. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into it, man.
Hoity-toity. Oh, la-di-da. Okay, we got some music.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play this guy right here. Right. He was just in town, too. Teddy Swims.
Uh-oh, Teddy Swims.
Are you even real?
I didn't authorize this.
Well, it's playing.
We're gonna talk about
this. It's too late. It's going.
Are you even real? Or did I make you up? How can someone like you wanna give me love? Don't think I deserve it, but I can get enough. You're so beautiful, spiritual, more like a miracle. Part of me is scared that you might be invisible. It's good to be true. Since I met you, tell me, are you something from a dream or something that I made up? Questions that I ask every time I wake up.
You never do too much. How you steal enough from me? I can feel the rush. Even when you slow dance for me, looking at you laying right there. Are you from this world? I swear you're beautiful, spiritual. I just want you to know. Is it I pretend or something? I'm in real, I don't know what to think. And if it's all a dream, I don't want to wake up.
Something that I made up. Questions that I ask every time I wake up.
Are you?
Take care of me. Talk all day, then at night, falling deep. Stimulate me.
How do I get to the heel? Hard to assess how I feel nowadays. Think in my mind something changed. Struggling here in the interface. In between self-love and the loss of you. Moment in time and I know the truth. Broke down just what we were meant to do. It's a hard pill too, cause I still wonder about you. At the climb, now it seems really high. Wish that I chose not to fear. Fighting to choose, and I hate not to try. In between self-love and the loss of you. Moment in time, and I know the truth. Broke down just what we were meant to do. It's a hard pill to.
Feeling the love lately, man. Just gotta play some, you know, something that was smooth, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah. Oh yeah. We're here right now for you. Yeah. If you ready. Like I'm ready. Let's go.
I have many leather bound books.
He said, get me. What the leather bound? Whew, Lord.
I wear cologne that smells like fine mahogany.
Yeah. So yeah. I swear, the stuff that races through your mind.
I know.
See. I'm here for it, though. That's amazing. Right. Good job, sir. So, yeah, you just, the three you heard, the one that kicked it off to start the whole song play there was the Teddy Swims, you know what I'm saying? Are You
right.
Even Real? Even. I feel that song. That's a special one. All right. Right after that, then you heard the what did we play after that? Oh, yeah.
It was Sabrina Claudio.
Sabrina Claudio. Yeah, my man know with Six Black, how you want to say his name?
I guess it belong to you. Black.
Yeah, it's just Black, right? He just spells it with a six. Yep. So very unique way of doing things. But I love that. The one with her is cool, but the one with him on it just gives it a whole nother kind of vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just a whole
sure.
nother element.
I agree with this.
That's fine. And then you just heard the Steel Wonder by Alex Isley and Jack Dine. They did a collabo production on this featuring Robert Clasper.
Oh, we went and saw
him. Yeah, we went and saw him.
Man, who was his DJ?
Oh, I know, right? His DJ was serious.
You see, like, there's levels to this. There's, when you see a DJ, man.
Yeah, he was on another level. You know what? He was like, he was on the same kind of platform or level when I went to see Jazzy Jeff.
It's funny you should mention that. I was looking at Robert Glasper's page, and they had done a show together. Can you imagine going to that show with Robert Glasper and Jazzy Jeff?
Oh, my God. I would have lost it, bro.
Yeah.
I would have. David Chappelle lost it when he walked into that room full of all that weed. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, bro. That would have been something to see.
Yeah, something to hear.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. But Jazzy Jeff, man, that dude was like a god up there on the turntables. It was insane.
Man.
But shout out to everybody that came to that event dressed up like it was the 90s with the outfits, the Dwayne Wayne glasses, the whole nine, bro.
Was that supposed to be or that just kind of happened?
No, people just did it. I don't blame them. I feel it. Somebody that came in there dressed like Carlton. It was dope, bro. I was feeling the energy. Yeah, bro. Yeah, they was doing it too when he was playing to me. It was awesome, bro. I was like, yeah, this is the vibe. I'm glad people came out like that to that show.
To be loved by anyone.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah. Oh, believe it or not, I actually have that record, bro.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, life of a DJ, man.
I'm not even
mad
at you, dude.
Life of a DJ. You collect a lot of different kind of vinyl records.
I'm sure that people ask for that at a wedding or anything like that?
Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe, bro. Seriously, I have to pull that out and play that serious straight up.
Did you get them asking for Sweet Caroline at weddings?
All the time, bro. You would be surprised. You wouldn't even, yeah. It's wild.
I guess we're coming to that part where we got to kind of.
Yeah, we're coming down to the end of our show.
Shout out to everyone for listening for real. Like, in all seriousness.
Thank you.
Everyone listening here in town. Everyone listening all the way out the beach.
Yes.
We appreciate Manzanita. Everyone, our listeners online, worldwide. We appreciate all of you. If you enjoyed this episode, listen tomorrow, xray.fm.
We'll be on demand.
And you can also tune in tomorrow for my favorite radio show, DJ Cliff, right here.
Uncle
on
Cliffy.
X-Ray FM. He's going to have Rachel Wong as his guest.
Oh, he's going to have Rachel. Oh, shout out Rachel. That's the homie.
Man, excited about that.
Yeah, the serious. Flyer. That girl got some pipes.
In. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Russell's coming to town October.
Yes. No, it's September.
October.
Is it October?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Amine. Oh, yeah. Amine's, as the thing said, Amine's next weekend. Get your tickets.
Are you sure?
Russell is October 19th.